You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Well, we promised it, now we deliver. It's time for our weekly visit with Channel 2's Mark Ibanez in the Sporting Life. Good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm glad you're making good on your promises, guys.
You know, if you can't deliver.
That's it.
What are we delivering?
Just promoted that Mark was going to be on.
I was like, what if we delivered?
It was a very small promise. You know, don't worry.
Oh, okay.
You didn't miss out on anything.
Yeah. So, a lot of talk, of course, everywhere in the sporting world and the rest of the world about re-energizing, revving up, letting people, for example, into ballparks. The governor talking about opening day for baseball. Maybe we can go in person to the games again. What do you know about that we don't know, or what's important about it?
Well, I think for so long we've been used to, taking it for granted, right? That the energy and the fans and having a good time at the ballpark, and then it all gets snatched away from us in a hurry. And I was one of those people who was very slow to gravitate to the idea of cardboard fans and pumped in crowd noise and all those things. I mean, it just seems so shrill and fake to me. And then, like probably most people, I got used to it. I didn't let it get under my skin so much. But just seeing some of the video over the past few days where real fans were chasing down souvenirs down at the spring training games in Florida and Arizona and fighting over the baseballs with their masks on in most cases, it was just kind of invigorating. It actually got me excited because, I'm a sports guy. I'm not supposed to say this, but I was not excited last year about the prospect of playing a whole season with empty stands and all of that. And I think most of us underestimate how much energy the fans bring to not only the observers on TV or what have you, but the players themselves. And I think we saw a lot of, and you can understand it, but uninspired play last year, and I can imagine how that would be, and particularly basketball. It'd be like these NBA games, and it's like a practice, it's an empty gym basically. So I love seeing the fans back. It kind of reinvigorates me. And don't they always say that about spring training, Barry? You follow baseball for years. It's like the green grass and the spring and the flowers blooming again, a chance to start over. So
right.
I'm buying into it this year.
It would be interesting if you could survey, enough professional athletes or high level, even college athletes, to find out to what degree having a crowd really makes a difference to them in terms of performance or enthusiasm. Or, you hear a lot of guys will say, I try to tune it out rather than to embrace it. And other players will say, oh, yeah, well, the crowd really got me pumped up. What do you think about that? You've talked with thousands of pros.
Well, I think it's one of those things, again, where we all take it for granted. And I'll bet you a majority of players would say they really miss it. Although when it was commonplace, you would hear players all the time, and I'm speaking particularly of baseball players. Fans always ask me, sports fans ask me, who are the best athletes to deal with? Who are the worst athletes to deal with? And the crankiest by far, for whatever reason, we could do a case study. I'll apply for a grant for you, Barry, and you can, and you can help me. But I always tell people, without a doubt, baseball players are the crankiest, and maybe it's because they play 162 games and they get worn down. But I think they used to grumble about the fans always yelling at them. And if they weren't yelling at them, they were screaming their name to get them to come on over to the stands and sign autographs. But I think by and large, they realize what fans bring to it all. And I would say it would be almost unanimous that, God, glad they're back. Glad they're here, And the best analogy I heard last year was, you know, talking about what everybody was going through on so many levels of society, but we're just honing in on sports. Somebody said, you know, we're trying to build the airplane while we're already in the air.
Yep.
And that's kind of what was happening with sports. And they were piecing it together. And could they even really have a season? And I think I might have mentioned this last week on your show, but I believe the NFL made it all the way through the Super Bowl. And there were only four postponements of games, mm-hmm. and no cancellations. And everybody managed to kind of fight their way through it and make it happen. And I know cynics will tell you, well, yeah, they had to because of the money. But at the same time, you know, it was a nice little escape for us and a little sense of normalcy that I think we all needed at different points during the last year. To help get us through it. So I think sports actually really helped. And I'm closing in on my 1 year anniversary of doing all my sports casts in my boxer shorts. You know, from the waist.
Do they have any talk of bringing you back in?
That's a great question, Taylor. You know, we've talked about that, and our network is telling us probably bring us in when it starts to happen in stages, not everybody at once. And I've been told it'll be July at the earliest before. And that's only if everything continues to, you know, move along progressively in a positive way. But July, and then I'll give you exclusive news here. Just re-signed for another year. And tell me, because I was thinking about retiring, but here's the thing. I actually put it in my contract that I get to work from home no matter what, even when normalcy returns.
Ooh. Hey!
Thursdays and Fridays, at least 2 days a week. And don't you think, I mean, guys, that this is going to be a sign of the times. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are forever going to be working from home.
Oh,
you know?
I think so too. You know, well, congratulations on re-signing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good for the planet to cut down on commute too. Right.
that's it.
That's
you
your
know?
Motivation.
You would think so.
Yeah.
And my whole thing is driving from Jack London Square to Napa, you know, on Thursday and Friday nights can be a little hairy. I think people extend that happy hour onto the roadways after the 11 o'clock news. And man, it was frightening at times. So yeah. I'm happy to be working from home, and I don't have to wear a tie, which is an extra added bonus, I'll tell you that.
So I just happen to know, because you told me, you're getting vaccinated today, you say. Tell us more. That's setting an example?
Well, you know, I'm setting an example of maybe how a stubborn person can change their mind about it, because I was kind of anti the whole thing. You know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer per se at all, but you know, for me, it's like, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I've been playing it safe. Our family has been very vigilant, and we're, you know, wearing masks, washing the hands, all that stuff. And then I just thought, you know, I'll break down and do it. Everybody else, I was the last holdout, you know, in my family. And, you know, we are officially caretakers because I have a 16-year-old son with autism. And I just thought, you know what, it's probably the right thing to do. The rest of our extended family has done it. And so I'm signed up. I'm getting it at 10 a.m. and my brain is wrapped around it. I'm going to just do it. I kind of wanted to hold out for the one-shot deal, the Johnson & Johnson, but they tell me it's gonna be a while.
It'll take a while, yeah. Well, yeah, drink lots of water. That's the advice I can give you. I've given it to everybody. Drink lots of water.
I thought you said drink lots of wine. That's what I've been doing.
Water.
Well, I heard, specifically, Taylor, I heard alkaline water. I heard specifically after the second shot, take alkaline water, drink a lot of alkaline water leading up to it. And take Tylenol every 6 hours, and you'll be able to
you'll be a champion.
You'll avoid the the repercussions. But we'll see if I'm complaining next Friday.
Yeah. Well, you know, and if you turn into lizard people, let us know. Okay?
Oh my gosh! Stop with the lizard people.
It would be a good breaking story if we got that.
If I get a thumb growing out of the top of my forehead,
right?
Or something.
Yeah, anything, you know, like that. Let us know. I'm going to break that story.
You'll be the first to know, Barry. I promise you.
Mark Ibanez from Channel 2. I know all your fans will be glad to know you've signed up for another year on the station. And thanks for being on with us on KVON once a week like this. It's fun.
I'm closing in on my 1,000th broadcast in boxer shorts.
That is quite the accomplishment.
Yeah. It's a very exciting time for me.
Yeah. Thanks a bunch. Yeah, right. Talk to you soon.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.